Kia ora, ko Tūwhenawaroa ngā Tanahira Tokowingwa. This is your Wātea News. Get vaccinated now so you can get double vaccinated later with your kids. That's the advice from Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Uruta co-chair Awari McCree Jansen in the face of lagging numbers of Māori in the 20 to 40 age group getting their shot. Those numbers aren't enough to keep Māori communities safe when the Delta wave bursts out, as seems inevitable. He says with a decision soon on making the vaccination available to 5 to 11-year-olds, now's a good time for young parents to roll up their sleeves.
And in something like 4 weeks' time, when the 5 to 11-year-olds are allowed to be vaccinated, they're going in with their kids, getting their second dose, and the kids are getting their first dose. And for lots of people, that's really reassuring to know that they can look after the kids and their whānau.
Cabinet will today discuss whether alert levels in Auckland and Waikato need to change in light of 143 new community cases yesterday and 160 on Saturday. Tauranga City Council is looking at its property holdings to see what may be covered by a new policy to offer mana whenua a right of first refusal over surplus land. Chief Commissioner Ann Tolley says it was a policy the previous council debated for several years without reaching agreement, which the commissioners picked up and talked through with a representative group of iwi and hapū. She says ratepayer interests are protected because the land will be offered at fair market value.
It is just a recognition of the long and rich history that Tauranga has. It's recognition of the significance of the whenua to local iwi and hapū, and the fact that they've given up much over the years for the development of Tauranga.
It's likely the first parcels could be available next year once the council has assessed future housing and infrastructure needs. Māori Touch NZ and Rotorua Touch Association have cancelled December's 2021 Māori Touch Nationals scheduled to take place in the Sulphur City. Māori Touch Chair Te Rama Broughton-Winterburn says alert level restrictions made it impossible for all players, referees, whānau and volunteers to be involved. Sharing Sports New Zealand is also closing the gates with its events shorn from the West Otago AMP show. The November 21 show at the Tapanui Racing Club and Showgrounds Complex will include just equestrian events, sheep dog trials and farm fencing, all limited to competitors only. Sharing Sports spokesperson Doug Laying says 9 of the 16 mainly AMP show competitions on the pre-Christmas sharing calendar have now been cancelled. If you want a personalised postcard from Santa in Te Reo Māori, you'll need to write to him in the next 3 weeks. NZ Post's Write to Santa website got more than 40,000 visits last year, and Santa responded to almost 75,000 letters in Te Reo Māori and English. The last day for posting handwritten letters to Santa to receive a reply in the mail is December 1st. That address is Santa Claus at Santa's Workshop, North Pole 0001. And that is your Wātea News.